This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Small investment-run print media plunging into crisis due to COVID-19 outbreak. All isolation wards in Rukum East empty as COVID-19 cases dwindle away. And US President Joe Biden warns lives could be lost in Kabul airlift. Now, the news in detail. The Print Media National Network, an umbrella organization of print media in the country, has stated that the small investment-run print media are plunging into crisis due to COVID-19 outbreak and its effect. A report on the present condition of small investment-run print media prepared by the network study team in collaboration with Press Council Nepal submitted its report to the secretary at the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology yesterday. The report has outlined that such small investment-run media are facing hardship for their survival continuously since the COVID-19 pandemic. The report has pointed out the need of protecting the small-scaled print media by the concerned bodies, including the ministry. The report was developed conducting interactions, discussions, meetings with stakeholders and field visit across Nepal. The isolation wards built in Rukum East for treating the COVID-19 patients have been vacant lately, thanks to the decreasing cases of COVID-19 in the locality. Health officer Neil Prasad Giri said these isolation wards at Bhume Rural Municipality and hospital at Rukum East have been unoccupied since August 16, as all the COVID-19 infected ones are being treated in isolation wards have returned home upon full recovery. Giri informed there are currently 25 active cases of COVID-19 in the district. All the infected ones are receiving treatment at home isolation. Since the second wave of COVID-19, 541 coronavirus cases were reported in the district with 13 fatalities. Lately, Rukum East is witnessing decline in COVID-19 cases. The Microfinance Association of Nepal, MFAN, the operator of microfinance institutions in the country, held the first national conference of the chief executive officers, CEOs of microfinance institutions. Jagat Pokhrel, president of the association, said two-day conference in Kathmandu concluded with a 9-point commitment letter. The commitment letter includes issues such as conducting the program with duplication of members while expanding the branch office, obtaining the letter of acceptance of the resignation of the previous microfinance institution before appointing the staff, conducting the efficiency enhancement program of the staff, and providing timely services. About 40 CEOs of microfinance institutions across the country participated in the conference. Additional 2 corona-related deaths have been reported in Banke district. According to COVID Crisis Management Center, Banke's focal person Tej Oli, a 69-year-old man from Godagodi Municipality 1, Kailali, and 24-year-old woman from Kohalpur 2, Banke, died undergoing treatment at Nepalganj-based Veri Hospital. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Lumbini Province and Sudarpashchim Province today. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. U.S. President Joe Biden has acknowledged the mass evacuation from Afghanistan is not without risk of loss. Speaking at the White House, Mr. Biden said the U.S. has rescued 13,000 people to date in one of the largest and most difficult airlift in history. Mr. Biden has faced international blowback over the Taliban's takeover. Taking questions from reporters, the president said the U.S. military would make the same commitment to 50 to 65,000 Afghan allies hoping to leave, before adding the evacuation of American citizens was the priority. Greece has installed a 40-kilometer fence and surveillance system on its border with Turkey amid concern over a surge of migrants from Afghanistan. On a visit to the region of Evros on Friday, Greece's Citizens Protection Minister said they cannot wait passively for the possible impact. His comments came as Turkey called on European countries to take responsibility for Afghan migrants. India's drug regulator has approved the world's first DNA vaccine against COVID-19 for emergency use, according to an interim study quoted by the vaccine maker Cadila Healthcare. The three-dose vaccine they have developed prevented symptomatic disease in 66% of those vaccinated. India has so far given more than 570 million doses of three previously approved vaccines, Covishield, Covaxin, and Sputnik V. About 13% of the adults in India have been fully vaccinated, and 47% have received at least one shot since the beginning of the vaccination drive in January. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Small investment-run print media plunging into crisis due to COVID-19 outbreak. All isolation wards in Rukum East empty as COVID-19 cases dwindle away. And U.S. President Joe Biden warns lives could be lost in Kabul airlift.